Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's my privilege to be able to share with you a brief message from God's Word this morning. You know, from time to time, when we're referring to someone that is just a good, down-to-earth person, we'll say of that person that they are the salt of the earth. That idiom, of course, was originally coined by Jesus Christ in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. And this week, we're discussing what Jesus truly meant when he called his disciples the salt of the earth, and how we too can become the salt of the earth in our time. On Monday, we discussed how salt is an indispensable necessity to life, and how if we are to become the salt of the earth, we must become useful. On Tuesday, we talked about salt's preserving qualities, and how if we are to become like salt, we are to preserve our society through our goodness and our righteousness. On Wednesday, we discussed the purity of salt and how we need to become pure of heart. And yesterday, we talked about the fact that salt seasons and is flavorful, and that if we as Christians are to become the salt of the earth, we give life flavor. We give life joy because of Him in whom we have our hope. And finally, today, we're discussing the fact that salt creates thirst. If anyone's eaten anything very salty, you know this to be true. Many are Christians today because they were inspired by the happy, spiritual, optimistic, and wholesome life of a parent, a companion, acquaintance, fellow worker, neighbor, friend, or teammate. There are those who, through deep spirituality, incite within us a greater desire to be more like our Savior in our lives. These people are the salt of the earth by creating a spiritual thirst within us. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." And so often that thirst comes from someone who is truly being the salt of the earth. It is a travesty that some see the examples of Christians and decide that if that's the life of a Christian, they won't know part of it. That is not being the salt of the earth. The salt of the earth creates thirst. As Jesus said to the woman at the well in John chapter 4, beginning in verse 13, "Whoever drinks of this water," referring to the physical water in the well, "will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." And so we see this great thirst that only Jesus can fill that is created when we as Christians are the salt of the earth and create interest and thirst in the hearts of mankind. Which leads us back to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13, our main text for this week. Jesus sets forth a terrible possibility that though he tells his disciples that they are the salt of the earth, he says that if the salt has become tasteless, how will it be made salty again? It is good for nothing anymore except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. There is a possibility that those who were once the salt of the earth have become tasteless. And if that is the case, we have lost our reason for living, and disaster is close by. If the salt becomes tasteless, the earth will continue on a path of ruin and destruction. Many enter into the kingdom of God filled with fervor and zeal that is as a kindling fire. But down the road, they lose that passion. Thanks be to God that there are those who do not lose their passion, but develop it into a mature faith and produce a Christian who is truly the salt of the earth. What about you? Are you the salt of the earth, or have you become tasteless? Do you have a preserving influence? Are you pure in heart? Do you have flavor and sweeten the burdens of others? And finally, do you create a thirst for righteousness? I thank you for listening this morning and the rest of the week. We invite you to worship with us at Oakland Church of Christ any opportunity you may have. May God bless you today as you travel through life.